somebody's going to say on that last video, they say, what do you mean sin's not real? Well, the wood, hay, and stubble is going to burn up, right? The gold, silver, and precious stone will be refined. The sinner is going to be burning, screaming in hell forever. The smoke of their torment rises forever because they wanted to be their own sacrifice instead of Jesus paying it all, you know? And so when you step into sin, it's a waste of time because it's not real. Sin is delusion. Think about it. Love and truth last forever. Sin doesn't last forever. It's very short. It's not real. It's fake. It's a fake substitute. Think about what I'm telling you. Sin is a fake substitute. The reason people go into sin is because they're trying to meet their needs out of what's right, outside of God and His plan and His program. So the people who step into sin and think it's real, they're deceiving themselves. Anytime you've ever stepped into sin, think about it. You choose to sin, think about it. It could be something as little as getting drunk, right? You wake up and it was a waste of time. It wasn't fun. You're in a fake reality when you're in sin. So it's not real. It's really easy to understand. But everybody thinks upside down, up inside out. Everybody's thinking the opposite of what it really means to have joy, you know? Somebody goes, this still happens. I can't believe it happens, even with the rideshare, Uber, and all that stuff. But people go get drunk, and then they drive, and they run over somebody, or they get caught, and they go to jail. And was it fun? Did they have a good time? It was a waste. It was a waste of time. And like I say, you take the trash out to the trash dump, and you burn it. The sinner is going to burn forever. If you're saved and you're righteous in Christ and you step into sin, you waste your time. If you go into sin, if you really think about this, this will help you overcome a lot of issues. People are trying to pull you into sin, right? The devil, the neighbors, the coworkers. They want to pull you into sin with them, right? They come against you because you don't run with them to the same excess of riot. Excess of riot. Anyway, sin is, you might say, well, it's real because it's happening. You're doing something. Yeah, but you're not doing righteous. You're in a fake reality. You're not doing, like I said, the only thing that's real is love and truth, biblical truth, thinking right. See, if you don't have sound doctrine, you're actually walking around in delusion. If a person doesn't have sound doctrinal beliefs, you're not even real in your thoughts. Your thoughts are not even real. You don't even know where you're at. You don't even know what you're doing. You're just going by the spirit of the air, the spirit of the age. If you get a hold of this, it'll change your whole world. Because then you'll start to think, well, okay, if sin's not even real, it's fake reality, it's destruction, it's death, If you step into sin, you're stepping into death. It doesn't matter if it's a thought life, action, word, action, deed. It doesn't matter what it is. Whether it's a thought, word, action, or deed, or whatever, or not doing something. There's also the, you know, the sins of omission, the sins of commission. In other words, something that you should be doing that you're not doing. It's a sin. And so my point is, when you wake up to the fact that sin is death, sin is not real, sin is not righteous, sin is fake reality, when you wake up to that, you'll eventually say, well, I don't want to live in fake reality. I want to live in the real world. I want to live in real reality. Righteous is the real reality. Sin is not even real. You might do it. You might do something. Actually do it in the natural, in the physical realm, or even in your thought life. Let's say you wanted to get revenge on somebody, or you wanted to hurt somebody. Okay. It might have real consequences, but it's not eternal. I'm talking about anything that's temporal, anything that's death, anything that's not life, it's all going to burn up. You're going to be judged by things done in the body. So anything that's contrary to truth, contrary to what's right, will be burned up, which means what? It was temporary. It's not even real. It had to be burned up. So you wasted your time. You wasted your time living in the past. You wasted your time in unforgiveness. You wasted your time in bitterness because it's not even real. If you wake up to what I'm telling you, there's consequences because it's death. It's got to be burned up. It's got to be burned up. It's got to be burned up. Think about what I'm telling you. If you go out to the trash dump and you see them burning trash, all that's going is smoke, charcoal, right? But if you go over to where somebody built a nice piece of pottery and it's sitting there on the table or something, and you look at the pottery, you see what I'm saying? What would you rather look at, the pottery or the trash? What would you rather have around you, the pottery or the trash? Skillful artwork or trash? You could see it in their artwork. See how they're. It's a fractal. God has to judge this earth because even the artwork is moving towards insanity. Their artwork doesn't even make sense. I mean, at the Super Bowl, that girl was doing the hand symbols, the satanic hand symbols. The devil's a defeated foe. He's not even real. The only way the devil tricks you or deceives you is to get you to believe a lie. And as long as you don't believe a lie, he doesn't win. He can only steal, kill, and destroy if you believe a lie and you open the door, you know? I'm trying to get across maybe somebody else can say it better than me. But I promise you, sin is death. Sin is, it's all going to be burned up, whether it's a actual action or you're going to be judged. It's all written. The books will be open. If you're judged by a book, you're in a book, you know? It's kind of like if somebody was writing a book and they didn't put any commas or periods, or they didn't use any proper English, you wouldn't know what they were saying. So it wouldn't be real because you couldn't read it. And that's the way your life is. If you're going contrary to what's real, then you're not real. What is real? Truth, love, righteousness, hope, faith, joy. What's real? God is real. What are the truths? God holds it all together. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What's real? This earth is in a cycle, birthing program. I'll tell you something that's real right now. I'm driving around not knowing where I'm at. That's real trouble. There was different points in my life where I could sense that somebody would say, let's go here or something. I knew it wasn't God's will. I couldn't say it to them because they wouldn't understand. No, it's not God's will for me to step off this path onto that path. Even if it wasn't a bad thing, I'm not supposed to be there. I just knew it. I'm not supposed to go there right now. I'm not supposed to be there right now. Let's go to this movie. Nope, I'm not supposed to be there. There's different times in my life where I was that sensitive to where I knew if it was God's leading or not. In almost every, and it lasted for a long time, years at a time. And I guess I'm at that point now, but it's so easy that just the way I live all the time. I'm not even aware of it anymore because it's just, is that God's will? You just know that you know that you know. It's in your gut, you know. No, that's not God's will. I'm not going there. People might ask you on a job, let's go do this. Nope, not going. You might go eat lunch where it's chaos. You know that's not God's will to go eat lunch there. It's chaotic, you know. Sometimes, you know, it's not even God's will to go eat lunch right then. But there was times at the time I didn't understand what that meant. But it's just, yeah, you got free will, but a lot of times God is trying to direct you into a better way, you know, better place, better way, better direction. You can do that with your job, too. You can apply for a bunch of jobs. But if it's not God's will, He will give you the signs that this is not His will for your life, you know.